Right then, so this is brand new because what we've done previously is I come off air and then I sit at a keyboard and type away, type, 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 and we do a blog about what's happened on that day's show. That's correct, isn't it?
It is correct. Right. And I was meant to do a blog, yeah. And I think I last updated my written blog about 6 weeks ago.
You see, I think blogs are passé.
They're so last year. They said 2007, aren't they?
No one does blogs anymore. So what we decided to do is actually embrace the beauty of what this is all about, which is kind of like, I don't know, do you get audio blogs?
I'm pretty sure you should do.
Yeah.
But like a podcast stroke audio blog stroke audio diary.
Yeah. So, well, this is what this is then, isn't it? It's like it's all of those things plus more. So what we thought we'd do, and we'll try and do it weekly, and that will require a certain amount of discipline, is talk about what we've done on previous shows and then talk about some of the things coming up on future shows.
Yes.
Which will work well. What did we do last week? I'll tell you what sticks out of my mind last week. Was this whole thing about, we did this thing about, does anyone stay in the closet anymore?
Yes, good show.
And what happened is we ended up chatting to a guy who's part of, was it the Merseyside Marauders?
Yeah, that's a gay football team, as in a football team made up of gay men. It's called Merseyside Marauders.
Yeah. And what I thought was very interesting was he made the point that apparently there's this kind of like campaign, is basically kicking homophobia off the terraces. And he made the point that, to his knowledge, both Liverpool and Everton football clubs had yet to sign up.
Yeah, I mentioned this to our news team to have a look into. They couldn't actually find the precise document. He was talking about this kick homophobia out of football, so I don't know if it is something that's as cut as dried as the kick racism out of football is. Yeah. So we may have been a bit hasty in our judgment.
Well, I don't think we made any judgments, did we? It's just what I like doing about our radio shows is we ask one question and we end up kind of like going around the houses and stuff, and then someone comes on and actually raises, to be blunt, a bloody good question.
Correct.
Well, what else? What else?
Do you know what sticks in my mind?
Go on.
I'll tell you which one I really liked because I agree with you on this one.
Yes.
We did a topic on Monday called "I Hate Sci-Fi."
Yeah, it got a bit bloody, didn't it?
It did get very bloody, and you had a chat with a guy called Neil McDonald, who writes a sci-fi blog. He's from Widnes, and he writes a blog
sci-fi.
called "Love Sky Sci-Fi." Is it?
Yeah, something like that.
And I
get off looking at Daleks.com.
He had a good chat with you personally. You often boast that you never lose an argument. Yeah. I would say that Neil put forward more arguments than you.
He was good.
He was very good.
He was very good, but he still didn't nail it down, did he? Because he was very passionate about a world that's never existed. And I can't believe how someone can be that passionate about something that has never, ever existed. Because he's talking about things like aliens and spaceships, which exist in one form, and in real life they don't.
Correct.
You know, and he watches men dressing up in rubber who pretend they're aliens.
You see, I thought you brought that rather childish argument up several times.
But he couldn't answer back, could he?
Well, it's a silly argument.
Why
is it
a silly argument? You know, Doctor Who, circa 1976, you know, there's Tom Baker or John Pertwee being chased by some man who's dressed up in a load of latex. And then you get people like, what was his name?
Neil,
going, oh, look at that. It was one of the great aliens from the Doctor Who series of the 1970s. It didn't exist.
Well, as I say, I thought Neil came up with some rather more cerebral arguments than that. But it was a good row, and we've clipped it, and we play it out on the show occasionally because it was a very good one. And Neil enjoyed it thoroughly.
I spoke
to him afterwards, and he enjoyed it. So hopefully...
Was that in between when he was leafing through his Star Trek mags?
Quite possibly, yeah.
I'll tell you what I liked last week, and I thought it was great, swearing.
Yes. We did a show called Swearing is Effing Ace.
Yeah, it's good, wasn't it?
It was great fun. Yeah. We got a complaint, which is being looked into.
Yeah, there's some bloke. What I didn't like about the complaint, and I'm going to take a bit of a punt on this. The person who made that complaint quite possibly would be listening to what we're doing now. Because it's the same kind of person, isn't it?
He's a bit obsessed with us.
He doesn't like it, right? And that's fine, because everyone has a choice, but clearly he can't exercise his choice. So he doesn't like it. So he'll carry on listening to hear something that will offend him.
Can we just clarify?
Yes.
He doesn't like the Duncan Barks show.
No, full stop.
It's not that he doesn't like swearing.
No.
He may not like swearing, but what he doesn't like is the Duncan Barks show.
And he sent an email saying, ever since City Talk hit the airwaves, or worse to this effect, ever since the radio station came on air, I've been looking for a reason to get rid of this man.
Meaning you.
It's not very nice.
Not very nice.
No, it's very unpleasant.
And what he actually said was, I've been looking for a reason or an excuse to get this man off the Liverpool airwaves.
That's what he said.
I quite like the idea that he's the self-appointed guardian of the Liverpool airwaves.
He's certainly a self-appointed something. Anyway, I find that quite offensive. But clearly he tunes in morning after morning looking for a reason.
Yeah, so hiya, Dave, if you're listening.
Dave and Chilled Wall.
Correct. So that was a good show. And actually, it wasn't... What we wouldn't do is a childish show about swearing. We're not very childish at all.
What people have to understand is because there was some bleeping that was going on, and we have to bleep swear words out for the simple reason that we can't broadcast them in its entirety due to regulations, and that's fine. But this is a radio show. It's all about getting people to think about stuff and sometimes to provoke a reaction. And you can't talk about swearing without trying to bleep certain, well, without bleeping certain stuff out to actually make your point, which is what we did. But also we spoke to, who was that guy, that language expert? Angus.
He was called Angus Kennedy from the Institute of Ideas. Came up with some great points, as did Carol Midgley, who is a journalist for no lesser institution than The Times.
Exactly.
Newspaper of record.
Yeah.
And she likes swearing.
Yeah. So Dave, mate, if you couldn't handle it, I'm sorry. And we're watching with eager anticipation as to what the outcome's going to be from your complaint. That was last week. Do we need to do anything else about last week?
I was just going to mention two other things.
Go on.
We were going to do a great debate last week. We had to postpone it.
Oh, we did, didn't
because
we?
Because of circumstances.
Yeah.
I think we can say what it is, can't we?
Yeah,
we
go on. Yeah.
Well, we're going to do a debate. Who would you rather live with?
Yeah.
The OXO family or the BT family, meaning the most recent BT family with the bloke who lives with a woman who moved in with her kids.
That leech?
And is now leeching his money.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we don't like him. We don't like the advert. And I think we're going to use it as an excuse to pepper them with criticism.
Yeah.
Sadly, Chris Marshall, the actor, got knocked over by a car about a week before we were due to do the debate.
Now, you see, that was the week you were off on holiday.
Yeah.
And you see, your views are quite widely known regarding that particular man and the whole BT thing. And there was speculation about quite how the accident occurred.
Well, I would be an idiot if I had knocked him over in a car.
Yeah.
Because it meant that we had to kibosh the debate.
Yeah.
I'd much rather have the debate.
Yeah.
So it wasn't me. Get well soon, Chris.
Yeah.
A, because we're human beings and we want you to get well soon.
Yes.
And B, because we want to have a debate where we criticise you and we can't do it while you're in
hospital. Yeah, I mean, it would be very easy whilst your leg's in plaster and you're in traction to mock you, but that wouldn't be right.
I think he's not as bad as the papers made out anyway.
Do you need what? No. Do you think the media's overblown it?
I think they may have done. Oh, and also, just one more thing.
Yes.
We also did a debate, which cartoon character do you fancy?
Yeah. I thought that was good. That was pretty much a bloke thing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Though we did have...
A woman liked Thunderbirds, was it?
I don't know. I can't remember.
We had a lady who texted in called Sylvia from Skem.
Yeah.
And she liked the Thunderbirds, and you said they're puppets.
You get Splinters.
That's it.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, the one I liked, which was from one of our building fraternity, who was talking about Popeye. Was it keeping his nudger fresh in olive oil?
Something like that.
Very juvenile. Yes.
Dave and Childwell won't like that.
He won't. Address your complaints accordingly, David. Right, so that's last week. Well, I suppose we don't want... there's a phrase, isn't it? Keep your powder dry.
Yes.
We want to keep most of our powder dry, but I'm just looking as to what's happening, week.
Why don't we each pick one debate,
just one debate
that we're looking forward to the most, and say, in no more than 20 words, why?
Okay. What? No, I can't do that. 20 was beyond my ability. Well, one of the things I'm looking forward to, it's not a debate. It's actually a statement, and I don't think anyone else can actually even begin to put forward an opposing view. And it's this, because later on this week, on the Wednesday, it's the 10th anniversary of the death of a great man. They used to call him the chairman of the board, old Blue Eyes Frank Sinatra.
Correct.
And we're saying there can never be another Frank Sinatra. We're not saying that every other singer on the planet is rubbish, but the whole Frank thing was amazing. I mean, this man just changed lives. He was one of the greatest singers of all time. His personal life is just so fascinating. Great, so we're going to be celebrating Frank.
Yes.
Yeah.
And saying there can never be another Frank Sinatra.
There can never be another Frank Sinatra.
Not that there would never be anyone as talented, there may well be, but the point is, modern celebrity would not allow a talent like Frank Sinatra to flourish.
No.
He'd be famous for 6 months and someone would do a story saying, oh, he's mates with people in the mafia, or he'd be around for a few years and someone would do a story about his infidelity. He wouldn't be allowed to flourish in the sort of relative privacy that he was allowed in that era to become the megastar he became.
Yeah.
So there can never be another Frank Sinatra. You won't get anyone that big again.
I think we're going to be talking to Frank Sinatra Jr.,
yes.
Or hearing from him. And also hoping to... There's a guy who works on a radio station in America in Palm Springs who not only met Frank Sinatra, but also plays a lot of his songs on the radio. He used to do a show called Frank FM, where it'd be like 2 or 3 hours of Frank Sinatra. So we'll try and get him on.
Good idea.
All right. What else for next week? Or this week, rather.
The one I'm looking forward to the most is on Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Amy Winehouse is worth 10 Kylie Minogues.
Mm, yeah. We like the wine house, and I think, you know...
We like the house wine.
We do, and we'll be defending the reputation of Amy Winehouse, because, you know, it's all negative, 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 and I actually think she is in league. She is on par with people like Billie Holiday, Ella Fitzgerald, some of the greatest female singers of past times.
Both are talented, but Kylie Minogue is a pop puppet.
Yeah.
She sings songs written by other people. She dances, choreographed by other people.
Yeah.
And she is a puppet. She's a channel for other people's talent and energy, whereas Amy Winehouse is her own talent.
I think you're right.
She self-creates it.
Yeah.
She's worth... If Kylie Minogue disappeared from the scene tomorrow, another replacement could be found for her.
Yeah, instantly. Because she's a brand as well. Yeah. She's a clone. Whereas Amy Winehouse, you couldn't create another than Amy Winehouse.
She's one of a kind, and she's had her troubles, but it is an illness.
Yeah.
And why is it, I'll just say this, why is it that society sympathises massively with one illness and doesn't sympathise with another illness?
That's a good question. Shall I ask that when we're doing it later this week? And something else that later this week, I'm not going to say too much about it, but I'll say it in one word, burger. Oh, burger. Oh, burger, 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 burger. Love a good burger.
Burger me.
Yeah, so rather not. A good burger beats bad sex. So that's something else we'll be talking about later this week. I think we've done enough. Do you think that'll do?
I reckon.
So there you are. That's kind of how it works. That's
thanks
a bit about, you know, how last week happened and what we're planning to do later this week on the Duncan Bark Show. It's here at City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool, every weekday morning from 9. And we make it, excuse me, we'll make a guarantee here that, you know, roughly about once a week we'll do one of these. So we update people on kind of what we've been doing and what we're going to be doing. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Should we go to the pub?
Thanks for listening, Mum.